There's stuff in our way.
No, we're fine. Okay, I'm going to conduct an interview with... Work
number? No, not right off. I've only been with them about like 9 days, 10 days.
Okay. Carpenter?
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to know your driver's license number by chance?
I can get it for you.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah.
I'll write it down real quick.
Why do you guys need the information from us? All the information?
Because we do it from everyone for when we write our reports.
It's
each person is a separate interview. Every single one. Yeah.
Is there any way they're going to get in trouble for shooting them like that? Is that procedure? Is that...
When you say procedure...
I mean, is that normal for all of them to shoot it at one time?
It's really hard. You know, you get more of the... I don't know all the facts over there.
Well, like Steve says, if you did harm somebody over there,
right.
He
okay. Like I mentioned before, you guys were home earlier. About what time? Do you remember about what time?
I had just got home from work. She had dinner made. I don't even, didn't look at the time. It was 4:30, but it was past that because...
So between 4:30 and 5?
He called it 4:15.
Okay, it doesn't have to be exactly.
Somewhere right in there, right before 5 o'clock,
So
maybe it could have been 4:30.
You come home, you're going to sit down and eat dinner?
Yeah, we just put everything on the table.
Okay.
I hear 5 shots. I grew up hunting and fishing with my dad and grandpa, so I heard bam, 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 and then bam, bam.
Okay.
And I looked at my wife, she was sitting right there eating rice, and I go, that's gunshots.
Let's see what's happening.
I go, let's see what's happening, honey. So we open the door, and I go out, and I look to the left, nothing. I look to the right, and I see 2 cop cars.
Can you tell me where those cars were?
They're on the left-hand side, like maybe 4 houses up.
Okay.
From here, 4 houses up. All of a sudden, I pan from the cops to this side, and I see people standing here, standing there, around, and I hear, like right as I was opening the door after I heard the 5 shots, I heard, drop the weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I heard, drop the weapon. I'm looking around, So we look to the right. And I see officers pulling up again, and besides the other two, they jump out and they start approaching that house on the corner, and they say...
Now, just so we know, we have the next door neighbor here, but then the other house we're talking is on the other side of
the other side of the street.
That way when I write this, I got it all clear.
They were on the other side of the street approaching that house, 3 of them.
3 cops?
3 policemen at that time.
Okay.
I hear 2 of them drop the knife, I mean loud. You could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I see one officer use his baton, and I was hoping like he'd break his arm and drop the knife.
Okay.
That didn't happen. I heard a big smack, and then I heard another just, swing. I seen the swing, but I didn't hear nothing.
Okay. And now that was still in front of the other house.
Still in front of the other house, and they had them like right in the front, like a little alcove,
right.
The little thing,
right.
Enter to the door. And I thought they had cornered him, but he had still had the knife in his hand, and he was, walking like this, and they were like like this, and he was just kind of like wobbling, and he had blood right here, and they were trying to stop.
And again, the knife was in his right hand.
This hand, it was like this, you know, and I could see stuff coming off the knife. And I was like, damn, what is he doing? Because by this time, we're almost out to the center divider.
Okay.
And we're looking right across.
Okay.
So he stays in the same beeline as the front door from that street to this, to the house. And the whole time, then another officer joins them, and they're all saying, nice, clear, crisp voice, put down the knife, put down the knife.
Okay.
So he uses the
wall. And it's pretty loud because you guys can hear it, so they're
yeah, we're
oh,
right
yeah,
there.
They're seeing
we're right
it.
There.
Okay.
And he's approaching his house like this, down the stucco, so that they can't attack him from behind.
Right.
Because he's got the knife out here. Are you with me?
Right.
Till he gets to the little alcove to his house.
Now we've already walked all the way across the street.
All the way across the street.
And we're all the way to the front of his house, which is next door to yours.
Yeah, next door to mine. So he's standing in front of the alcove, and another, and more cars are pulling up, and policemen are jumping out with guns drawn.
Okay.
Running up.
Okay.
So, as he's in the front door, he's doing movements. Right? I don't remember seeing him go up, but I remember something kind of like, you know, leaving his hand, but I'm not, you know, 100% sure.
Okay.
As that thing started to, you know, go, because there was all this, you know, put him down, you know, put down, you know, there was like, you know, there was like five of them.
Five cops.
Five policemen.
Right.
You know, all with guns, or put it down, put it down. You know, from here to where my son is, you know, let's say 10, 15 feet away.
Okay.
Okay, at least 15.
Okay.
I know somebody could throw a knife faster than they can get a round off, just from my experience. I mean, from what I've heard and read, you know, in life. By the time that thing left his hand, all you seen was, and I just see, and he wasn't like, face to him, he was kind of like off because he was trying to get into his house.
Okay.
That's where he lived.
Right.
And then after that, after I heard all those shots, I said, come on. You know, that's when my wife told him. And I said, come on, babe, let's get out of here. I mean, I was like just, my stomach had dinner out. I was like, I was just pacing. I said, damn, someone just got, he's killed. I mean, because I've seen men get hit before, you know, excuse me, numerous times, and, you know, it's nothing nice, it's nothing nice.
No, no.
You know, and this close,
yeah.
My son on the way home, he's had a wonderful weekend. I'm like,
how far would you estimate you were from the cops when you saw this?
I guess that, you know, at a diagonal, 20, 25 feet.
Okay. Pretty
roughly.
Close.
I'm a carpenter, so I kind of can gauge that.
Right. Okay. You were in the street or on the sidewalk?
In the street.
In the street.
My wife was like 10 feet, 3 feet diagonally in front of me, and I was right there.
Okay.
Because I started panicking because she started going out there, and I didn't want her out there.
Right.
You know? And after I heard those shots, it just turned my stomach, and I just, you know, come on, babe.
How many shots you think were fired?
18. That was the first thing that came out my mouth. It was.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
How long do you think the whole thing took?
From the time he left their house?
Yeah, let's start from the time he left towards the time he got to the front door. How long do you think that took?
I think that thing happened all in about 7, 8, 9 minutes.
Okay. How many times do you think they told him to drop the weapon or drop the knife?
At least 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
Three good ones at the house. First the two weapons after the first initial 5 shots.
Right.
It was a fast 3 burst, then bam, bam, right after that.
Okay.
I go, that's shots. And from the time that happened until that, 8-10 minutes max. If that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm putting on from the time they got him down, you know, from the time he started to the time they got him down and they realized that they had a desperate situation.
Once, when you said, you know, you were describing Stan up saying how he was being hit, kind of going back.
Yeah.
And from what I understand the way you said it, you heard a lot of shots, he's being, what looked like hit multiple times, and then he falls down.
Right.
After he was down, was there any shooting going on?
No, not so much shooting going, you know, after he was down.
Right.
But as he was going down.
Okay.
To make sure that he wasn't going to kill nobody. See, at this point in time, I don't know what's going on at that house.
Right. And they might not have either. That's what,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
And that's what,
know.
You know, and those cops might not know.
I didn't see.
Right?
Right.
Then right after that, I'm looking out and I see the lady on the corner who just lost her husband due to some heart attack like 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And this other major murder fucking bullshit right down the street
right.
with these idiots.
Right.
I'm like, you know, and I grew up here years and years ago. That's my alma mater. I'm just like shocked.
Right. Did at any time it look like he would comply with their demands or commands or their orders? What he do?
No, he was just like he was like on a. Either he was in shock, he was dumbfounded that they actually shot him, or he was so bewildered by the acts of violence he did in that house.
Right.
That there wasn't no rational
thinking
or walking or nothing. I think he was just acting on what he did, and he it seemed like he had already accepted. Well,
what's the best you could describe the knife that he's carrying? You said you, earlier you said
I
like
thought
a
it was
steak.
A steak
she thought it was a steak knife.
Okay.
It's I would imagine a knife like this with a. With a, like a good inch and a quarter to inch and a half blade, at least 9 inches long.
Okay,
at least.
Large 9 inches.
Yeah, well, with the handle, you know, maybe 10 or
right.
something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, babe. Yeah, that big. It was a bone crusher.
Okay.
And that's why they were, I think, so standoffish. Because they couldn't knock it out of his hand with the baton after they tried. I wish they would beat him with the baton, break
right.
both his damn arms.
Right.
Then he'd still be alive.
Do you remember which one of the officers?
No. It
also fast.
It was happening so fast, and, you know, those officers were doing the best they could to protect themselves. They needed backup.
Right.
You know, you know, I'm assuming the worst. What happened at that house? For the officers,
you know,
and so, and then they're joined by other officers, and all of them are telling them the same thing. All the officers can't be wrong,
right?
You know.
Okay. So then, after all that, you guys actually, then you came back in the house and waited, or did you talk?
We stayed out there
like looky-loos, you know,
okay.
And you know, dinner's cold now, so. Finally, you know, we talked to one officer, and then we came in and ate again, and then that's it. And then I've been just wandering. I just can't believe it. Next door.
Okay. When you have talked to this gentleman next door, right, before? You've never spoken
just,
to him?
Check this out. I've lived here for 5 years. You know the joke is with me and him?
Hmm.
Hey, neighbor. Hi, neighbor. How you doing?
Right.
Yeah, my truck broke down, or the drive
they're
to work
quiet
is this.
Themselves.
We never knew each other by name.
I don't know over there, but does this person speak English or Spanish or?
He's white.
Is he white?
He's white.
I don't
yeah,
know
spoke,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke white. He had like a 14-year-old teenage daughter was in track and field. Kind of, you know, he's got a nice. His wife's kind of ditzy, but. But, you know, the okay people, I mean, they're
yeah.
just okay, and, you know,
right.
no problems,
no
hey, how's
problem
it going, you know, holidays, how's it going, Merry
okay.
Christmas, you know.
Okay.
We never heard no screaming or hollering
right.
or.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go into an interview now.